Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Today, a day also known as Tax Day. Last day for most taxpayers to file their 23 return. It's also the last day to request an extension. Commissioner for the IRS says that they are receiving millions of last-minute returns. It's a flurry of activity for the IRS.
All right, so when do you get your taxes done? Are you a person who waits till the very end, or are you an early tax
doer? I like to start working on them as soon as we start getting the forms, the W-2s.
You're very meticulous and a very detail-oriented person.
They were completed a few weeks ago and sent off to the, you know, the CPA lawyer guy.
Sure.
And he sent stuff back saying, nope, do this, do that, sign here, sign there.
Right. I honestly have no idea, unless you're just a person who has like a job and you can enter it into TurboTax. I have no idea how anybody who, in your case, your husband owns a business. I have no idea how anybody would ever do their taxes on their own without a trained professional. If you have any sort of complication whatsoever.
Yeah, and that does make it more difficult because he has to file quarterly.
Right.
So that's something you got to keep track of throughout the year.
You should be able to do your taxes on a single piece of paper. Yeah. Like, I made this and I owe this. And yet we have this convoluted, totally not understandable tax code done deliberately and by design. And I think that's what's so frustrating is when we always hear these politicians talk about paying your fair share or, you know, this with the code. I mean, Biden has been in charge of the tax code for 50 years. And yet it's screwed up. And you see all these lifer politician people who have deliberately created this complex tax code. And it's complex because they need certain people to benefit out of the tax code. That's why it is the way that it is. It is done by design that select people who enrich and embolden these politicians and their political careers can get ahead.
Suzanne Crouch just tweeted out about hour ago, today is tax day, Hoosiers. As your governor, I'll lead the fight to eliminate the state income tax, which will save you an average of $2,000 each year. And she said, let's make 2024 the last year you file state income tax.
Can I take a stab at what the tweet should have said?
Sure.
Would you like to read it again one more time just so I can hear it before I take a little stab at it?
Sure. She said, today is tax day, Hoosiers. Uh-huh. As your governor, I'll lead the fight to eliminate the state income tax, which would save you an average of $2,000 a year. Let's make 2024 the last year you file state income tax.
All right. Very good. I've got that. All right. Are you ready? I'm going to take a stab at what the tweet should have said. Today is tax day, Hoosiers. As your lieutenant governor, I have said absolutely nothing as the Indiana Republican Party has raised taxes year after year after year after year. Mm-hmm. Whether it's property taxes or gas taxes or taxes on your vehicle or taxes on your licenses to run your professions, I've said absolutely nothing. Why? Because I'm an establishment hack and I'm not going to get anything accomplished if I'm the governor, which isn't going to happen.
Oh boy. Well, she's of course going with her Axe the Tax campaign. And
that's
she has
insulting,
said,
isn't it, Casey?
Well, she said that, you know, it's going to phase in. It's not something that's going to happen all at once. It will phase in when they meet certain triggers.
Isn't that insulting, though, that she has the audacity after doing or saying nothing for 7 years? It would be one thing if she had been a fighter for the people. These are the sort of things that enrage me, Casey, because I look at this and say, you had an opportunity to be a leader on tax reform. You had an opportunity to be the voice for the people, but you haven't done that year after year after year. So why would I or any other person believe that you're suddenly going to become some fighter for us when you absolutely have zero track record of doing that?
So the average refund is $3,011. That's up $123 from a year ago. Yes.
What is it?
$3,011.
Okay, so we got to just stop here for a second because Carl and I had this conversation beforehand, and Tony's producer, and Kevin and I had this conversation beforehand, and you and I had this conversation beforehand, and I am amazed at the people who are thrilled that they get money back at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because you do realize that
you're giving the government your money and they're gaining interest on it.
And I get that there is some sort of euphoria in having money deposited back into your account as though it has shown up from a magic money fairy. But the government is not running a soup kitchen here. And I get that there are some people who just can't stand the thoughts of owing money at the end of the year, and they overpay throughout the course of the year. Now, do you want to be owing thousands of dollars at the end of the year? No, but to me, it would be like, why am I giving my money away to the government? I mean, you should try to be as close to on that number as possible. And if you owe a little bit, that's probably okay too, because you didn't give your money away all year.
Well, chances are you can invest it better than the government can.
Well, and I mean, just look at the thriving savings account rates these days, Casey. Mm-hmm. My goodness, how could you not just be permanently ahead? I would be very curious to hear from people about your approach on taxes. Are you a person who does strive to get money back at the end of the year, or are you a person who strives to owe a little bit because you want to keep your money throughout the course of the year? At Rob M. Kendall on Twitter, at Casey Daniels 317 on Twitter, or you can call the hotline 317-684-8444, 317-684-8444. What is your approach to doing your taxes each year?
If you could, you'd like to get it right on the money, right? That's hard to do, though. You got to thread that needle. If you would like to track where your refund is, if you are in fact expecting one, the IRS does have a website. It's called Where's My Refund?
Oh, how exciting.
Now,
we're holding on to it.
Right. Where's it at? Well, hey, they said that this coming from the IRS, that they've done a great job of getting refunds out quickly this year.
Look, I will tell you, I did get a few shekels back from the state of Indiana. Mm-hmm. By the way, the state of Indiana, you can say whatever you want about the actual income tax. Like, the government should be run by the state, like the way the states do the income tax, right? Indiana, it's like, okay, you have these deductions that qualify. Here's the applicable state tax rate. There are very few deductions people can actually take. I mean, you need a trained professional to enter those in. And then, boom, there it is. It's like super simple to do your state income tax. Now, we can debate the rate and where the money's going, et cetera. But from the actual perspective, it was very easy, or at least I'm told by an accountant it's very easy. Mm-hmm. And I did get a few coins back. Again, in the area we had just talked about where you would want to be based on paying about the correct amount. And it was very quick. It was from the state. Now, I did owe a few coins to the federal government. Mm-hmm. And give them credit. They quickly deposited my check.
I'm sure. They did.
Into their account.
Very quickly. Okay, so you got a little from the state and you owed a little to...
It was about even when it was all into what I owed versus what I got. It was about even, almost.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good for you.
Then you take out all the money I had to pay my accountant, and then it was not even.
Right.
However,
that's another check.
However,
that's
the actual
separate.
Money
the government's
owed.
Not involved with that one.
Do you do this with your accountant? Do you sit there and look at him when he gives you your total, and do you go, do you want to run that again?
No.
Like, have you tried?
No.
Are you sure you've tried as hard as you can?
I trust him, and it's worth every penny what we pay him, because he'll send back like a 14, 15 page booklet with little post-it notes.
Oh, yeah.
And the little sign here. So I just got to go through them, and he'll even make instructions. Copy this, keep this for your files, sign here, send this back, send this over there with a check for this much money. So at the end of the day, we owed the federal government some money.
Oh.
Daughter, though, got her refund back yesterday.
So she's going as a independent now, or?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's an adult, right? She's
paying for her college. How are you letting that girl steal money from you?
She's getting a little bit of refund. I haven't opened it. I don't know
she's
how much
totally,
is in it. It could be like 10 cents.
You are the nicest person ever. I would tell that kid, if I were paying for that their college, you will be a dependent, and I will be taking credit for you until the government snatches your dependency from my cold, dead, lifeless hands.
Until they can
you
say that's
so
no
nice.
Longer available.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so there are a lot of different goodies and treats available to you today to ease the pain.
Oh.
With tax day here, there are some restaurants that are giving away some freebies. For example, today, Krispy Kreme is offering people a free original glazed donut.
Oh, wow.
You got it.
For
the price of the sales price on the first one you purchased.
Wait. So it's not even a free donut.
Well, you got to buy one, and then they'll give you a second one for the cost of the sales tax.
So congratulations, you've taken it up the backside from the government. Here's a discounted donut. That'll make you feel better about everything.
Hooters, you know, we've been talking about them a lot.
Yeah.
If you visit a Hooters location and purchase 10 wings today, you're going to receive 10 wings of any style for free.
Oh, so how exciting.
Like, so it's like a BOGO there. Potbelly is also offering a free original sandwich with the purchase of any original or big size sandwich today. So another BOGO from Potbelly.
Am I weird that it freaks me out? Now, I decided to do this year. I sent the money that I owed into the government, and I'm always paranoid because I'm a notorious rule follower, Casey. Mm-hmm. And while my taxes were done early, I waited until, you know, a reasonable time frame because no person should want the government. You owe what you owe, and you pay that, and that's fine. But you shouldn't want the government to have the money any earlier than absolutely desired. Mm-hmm. So I waited until April, and then I spent the next 5 days in a panic hoping it would show up, because then what if it doesn't show up? Then I'm in big trouble.
Right.
And like, every day,
did they get it?
They did.
Did they get it?
And I was so relieved. And that made me so mad that I was so relieved that the government took my money.
One last treat I'm going to tell you about, and that is that TGI Fridays has created a new limited edition drink. This is an adult cocktail. It's called Tax Break.
Oh.
It features the 1800 Silver Tequila. Citrus, agave, strawberry, and also passion fruit. So you can drink your troubles away, I guess.